Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Hey teaches us more about measuring the Tchum, including several more kulos. The Mishnah begins, Ein modedin ela min ha-mumche. We only measure the Tchum, the measuring must be done by an expert surveyor. Right? It has to be a professional, really knows what he's doing, and he's an expert. That notwithstanding, Riba l'makom echad, Umiyet l'makom acher. What if we're measuring the same side of the city, let's say the northern side, but we measure it at two different points, and one of those measurements ends up further out than the other measurement? So then the halacha is, shomin l'makom shariba. We use the longer measurement, right? That's a kula. We take the longer measure because, you know, we give a little extra in the tchum. Riba l'echad, umiyet l'acher. What if you have two different expert surveyors measuring the tchum, even in the same place, and one of them, of course, they come up with different results. So if they come up with different results, that means one of them is further out and one of them is closer in. So then, shomin l'merubah. We, again, follow the longer measure. Again, l'kula. The third kula that we're going to have in our Mishnah is references. Who can we ask about, you know, where the tchum is? Now, there are typically very, very specific rules and restrictions about who is a legal aid, who's a legal witness in many areas of halacha. But when it comes to tchum, the Mishnah tells us we can rely on anybody, right? Afilu eved, afilu shivcha, even an eved kanani, even a shivcha kananis, ne'emanim leomar ad kan tchum shabbos. We believe them. They say the tchum went up to here. It was measured. It was measured. I remember 15 years ago they measured, and this was where it came up to. Why is that allowed? Why are we having all of these kulos? So the Mishnah tells us, you know why we have all these kulos? Shelo amru chacham mesadavar lahachmir el lahakel. The mitzvah of tchum, according to most opinions, is drabanan. And it's drabanan, and when the Chacham instituted it, it's an important halacha, but they instituted it in a manner that makes it easier to keep. And also, when we have, the halacha is, when we have a suffix drabanan, we have a doubt in a matter that relates to drabanan, typically we are not machmir, typically we are mekil in the case of a suffix. And so, this is Darabanan, and that was how the Chacham structured it, so that it would, in the case of Safek, we always go to the more lenient side.